Benjamin Mushatama on Channel Africa.
It's 11 minutes past 10 Central Africa time. We're in the second hour of On The Move right here on Channel Africa, where we give you the African perspective. Well, of course, youth development is so, so important, especially seeing the amount of unemployed youth we have in South Africa and across the African continent. But what kind of programs need to be introduced to make sure that we get the skills where they are actually needed? Well, this is one of these programs called the Community Colleges Infrastructure Program, which prioritizes infrastructure development in historically disadvantaged communities. And they'll be doing just that tomorrow with the construction of the Tshisiho Skills Development Center, which will serve as a multifaceted hub for skills enhancement with focuses on things like agriculture, business, transport, trade, manufacturing, and many, many more. But most importantly, they'll be giving skills to those who are out of school and unemployed youth, reskilling them and absolutely helping them articulate their futures better. We have on the line with us the CEO of the Wholesale and Retail Sector Education and Training Authority, also known as W&R CETA, Mr. Tom Mkhwanazi. Thank you so much, Mr. Mkhwanazi, for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Palisa and Benjamin and the listeners at home.
Well, this is so important because we see the statistics every year. They seem to be rising. The youth are unemployed. The youth do lack some of the skills needed in various industries. And even when the industries exist, the youth don't have the right skills to actually go into these industries and thrive. And that's why it is so important to be introducing programs like the Community Colleges Infrastructure Program. Could you tell us a little bit more about the program before we go into what's taking place tomorrow?
So the CETAs generally, and 21 of them in South Africa, including the W&R CETA, are supposed to support community colleges with various programs, either training programs or infrastructure or equipment and a whole range of other things, so that we can ensure that we provide opportunities for young people to be skilled. Because we've got a lot of young people, as you've indicated, that probably have got matric, have finished school, but they don't have the skills that are required for them to be able to do and to get opportunities either to start their own businesses or to be employed. So this center in particular and others that we do as a CETA provide really a range of possibilities for the young people to deal with the skills shortage, to ensure that they get reskilled, that they get training and particular skills that are needed by their own communities, and also just provide opportunities for them to do a whole range of things by using their skills that they attained from these community colleges.
Mm. And it is so important because the CETAs, also known as Sector Education and Training Authorities, are there to make sure that, you know, young people can be skilled, and they are here to assist also the colleges to assure, you know, various programs are introduced, as you've already said. So tell us a little bit more about tomorrow, the launch of the Community Colleges Infrastructure Program. Where will this be launched, and what was the importance of this particular program?
So the importance of the launch of this project is the fact that we are investing about 100 million and we are building a skill center in a place called Ritz. We are supporting a Free State Community Education and Training College, and they've got community learning centers. And this skills development center, we are building it at a place called Tshisiho in Free State. And it's a collaboration between us and the college and the community and the business to ensure that we deal with issues of local economic development. It's also supported by the municipality of that area, so that we can then ensure that young people and also other people in the area, because although we're looking at young people, but also through the programs that we do, we also do look at adults that require skills,
mm-hmm.
so that we can stimulate an economy in the country, and in that particular in municipality, the focus is on agriculture. So this community college will be focusing mainly on agriculture.
That's so important to note, because, in the legal terms, the youth demographic ends at age 35. But because of the unemployment issues that have been going on for years, we find that people over the age of 35 are also still unemployed because they couldn't get employment at younger ages. So by the time they're over 35, they get even less hope, because most programs only cater to the youth demographic. And then, so it's just a cycle that continues and continues, and we find many young people then become adults who are also unemployed. So skills development for these people are equally important, because they can also still contribute to our economy, and they are still as important to receive those skills and put them into industry. So why agriculture in particular when it comes to the Jeseho Skills Development Center?
Because it's in the rural area. And also the agriculture is the main economic activity in the area. That's why we're focusing on that. And as I've indicated to you, that the conceptualization of the project was just not only by the CETA itself. So the community college, working with business and the municipality, they decided where this training should be going to, because we need to ensure that when we put in structures or infrastructure, it should be an infrastructure that is going to benefit the community. And we can't just impose from outside and say, no, you will do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which will not benefit the community of the area. So agriculture is the main economic activity in this municipality area.
So with this area identified to construct this skills development center, what's the excitement like in this community? Are we finding that already, this was a community with very little access to community training, very little access to employment, and little access to growth for the people in the area?
Yes, we know that in rural communities there's really little opportunities, and that is why people are moving from rural areas to urban areas. So, and we are trying as much as possible to have rural projects that are going to ensure that young people and people in the area stay in those communities and build their own economies. So there is really an excitement and opportunities and possibilities for people and employment opportunities. So there is a lot of excitement about the building of this center, and phase one of this center will be finished by the end of the year. And we're already starting phase two already. So we're hoping that by next year, the center will be fully operational.
Well, that's really good news. Stay on the line for us there, Mr. Mkhwanazi. We need to take a short break. We'll come back and speak about those employment opportunities that we spoke about, because, bringing young people or old people into skills training can't end there, seeing that there's very little employment. So what's next after they've really been upskilled in these various departments? We're speaking to the CEO of the Wholesale and Retail Sector Education and Training Authority. That's the WNR CETA, Mr. Tom Mkhwanazi, speaking to us about the construction and development of the Jeseho Skills Development Center that will be taking place tomorrow, which is a launch with the Community Colleges Infrastructure Program. We'll continue this conversation after this.
Get Channel Africa on DSTV Audio Bouquet, Channel.